Start your day of the Torah way, Tuesday, Kaf Dalet Teves, 21st of January. Rabbi Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, two mezuzahs on one door.
Okay. So,
good morning.
Good morning, all. The Taz in Yoredeya says, Sim Reish Pei Tes Sif Gimel, that if you have a door, a back door, no matter, this door for instance, you have a back door, where do you put your mezuzah? Do you put your mezuzah going towards the garden, i.e. the mezuzah always has to be on the right, because the Chazal say we move our right leg first coming into the door, if you're right footed. So the mezuzah has to always be on the right. Does that mezuzah have to be on the right going to your garden? Because we treat that door as an entrance to your garden. Or does it have to be on the right coming in from your garden? Because we treat that door as an entrance from your garden to your house. Now between me and you, let's just first define what this door is. Between me and you, this door is your door to your garden, not to your house. By default, you have to come back in after you go to your garden, so it's a door back into your house. But without halachas, where is that door leading to? Your garden. You come into your house and you use that door when you want to go to your garden. You just have to use it again when you want
to
come back in.
By default.
Sorry?
Exactly.
Okay. So, by definition, that door is a door for your garden. But now we have to speak halakhically. Halakhically speaking, it's a debate in the Rishonim, at least the way we understand it, no one agrees with this, but let's take it face value. It's a debate in the Rishonim if the garden is another room to your house, or there is no such thing as a chiyuv on the garden. And therefore, it follows that some Rishonim will say you put it on the right going out because your garden is another room in your house. It's another type of room. It's something else to use. So you put it, what's the door for going out to the garden? So you put it on the right going out. Many do it this way. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'm talking about when there's no passage, by the way. No passage to the streets. Just a balcony or something like that. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his house, he had a balcony of some sort, where there the mezuzah was on the right going out. Okay, so he defined the garden as a type of room. And therefore there was a mezuzah on the right going out.
In the garden.
Yeah, no difference if it's completely blocked off. If there's a passage, we're going to get there in a minute. But I'm saying if there's a way out to the street, it's going to be different. But if it's just a garden completely blocked off, just house to garden and that's it, then Rav Moshe would hold, and many others, the Taz, that you would do a mezuzah on the right, going out, and the garden considered another type of room to your house. And that door is zecher leading you to that garden. The Beis Meir and the Chazon Ish all know. So in Bnei Brak, all mezuzahs on the garden door, the balcony door, they don't have much gardens, but on the balcony door, is coming in. You go out to the balcony, and when you come back in, you're going through this door back into your house. It's on the right, coming back in. So, on that door, it would be on the left of us, because it's coming back in. From outside, when you come back in, you'll see it on the right.
That was the door to the garden.
That's a garden.
No, from that garden is the door to the garden.
I know, that, yeah, Enachanam. So this is the exact case we're talking about. Okay. So we have a machlokes, is it on the right going out, or is it on the right coming in? Beis Meir adds an interesting extra nakuda. He says, when you go to the garden, what do you say? Ich gaya rois. I go outside. When you come back, you say, ich kemarayim. The halacha is a mezuzah, is beis secho, and we darshan derech biosecho, the way you come in. So sort of, our terminology sort of shows us that the chiyuv mezuzah is only on the house and not on the garden, because to a garden megayin arois, we're going outside, and that's not the chiyuv mezuzah. The chiyuv mezuzah is coming in. All right, fine. It's a machlokes. This tshuva of Rav Moshe that says that you do it on the right going outside is actually addressed to Rabbi Zion Rakov, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chai Olam, here in London. He has a long tshuva on the chiyuv of a garden. Now, let's go on to the next stage. What happens if you have a passage that leads you to your garden? So now, we have to discuss this back door. What purpose is it serving? On the one hand, the back door serving a purpose that leads you to your garden. We have a debate what the chiyuv is. So it could be it's a chiyuv. Let's take on like the Taz. Since it leads you to your garden, the chiyuv is on the right going out to your garden. But now there's also a passage. And sometimes we go through the back and come in the house through the back. So now it's not by default that we use the back door. I went to the garden, now I need to come back in, so I use the back door. It can sometimes be the actual purpose of coming in the house can be to you, let's say you have a back door key and you don't have the front door key today. So you go through the passage in the back door home. So if it's only the back door becomes a shtickler front door. So now, maybe you need, even if we hold that the mezuzah is meant to be on the right going to the garden, maybe in this instance that you also have a passage that allows you to come through the back, into the back door. Or let's say, like in Gateshead, you have lanes behind your garden, and you can come in through the back of your house, into your house. So your back door becomes a shtickler front door. Maybe you should have it now, the mezuzah on the right coming in. According to those that you have a mezuzah on the right going to your garden, what do you do if it has a multi-dual purpose? It also goes to your garden, but it's also another way into your house. So you have a clash here of interests. Is it your mezuzah to your back garden, or is it a mezuzah coming into your house? Do you put it on the right going to your garden, or do you put it on the right coming into your house? What do you do? So here is a little bit more complicated, and the Taz says, in the name of the Maril, you follow something called Heketzir. Heketzir means the way the door opens up. You don't know how to define this door. Is it for outside or is it for inside? So you follow the door. If the door opens into the house, you push the door and it opens inwards, then that's a raya, that's a doorway to come into your house. And if the door pushes outwards, out towards the garden, then it's a raya, that's a garden door. Okay? That's called Heketzir. Dangeli told me that, you see, sometimes you can decide on a room by the way the door opens. But what happens if you can't decide on a room the way the door opens? What happens if you can't decide? Let's say you have a dining room that has a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle and it has sliding doors. So you don't know which way the door is meant to go. And you don't know which way is more choshev. So you have to decide which room you use more and which one is the entry to the next. He told me there of Shakovitsky, the Rav of Gateshead, he had two such rooms which he couldn't define which was the main room. So every few weeks he used to change around the mezuzah. He used to say, at the moment gefällt mir, by me, I think this room is the main room and the other room leads to the next room. A few weeks later, he said, now it's more important to me the other room. He used to change. Okay, it's a bit of a rare case. But he used to redefine the importance of each room. Oh, it's coming. Two mezuzahs is coming. Two mezuzahs is coming. Okay, now, most of us that have a passage leading to our back door don't use it very regularly as the back door is a front door. It's just if we lost the key or something, or someone left the key for us, so then we come around the back door. But usually you use the front door. And therefore usually the back door would be your garden door. So Rav Moshe says that if you often use your back door, you don't even need to follow the way the door goes. Because surely the house dira is more important than the garden dira. So if you're having a clash of interest, is it my back door or is it a sort of front door? I'll call it a front door. Because a house is always more important than a garden. But if you rarely use your back, as a way in, and you often use it as your garden door, so here we have a clash. Because we have a choshev dira of the house, which you rarely use, against an often usage of the back door for the garden. How do we define this? Heketzir, the way the door opens up. The Yaivetz disagrees. Now listen to this. He did a story in his own house. He had a back door, and he held like the Taz, not like the Chaznish. Chaznish wasn't around then. Yeah, he held that you do the mezuzah on the right going to your back garden. But he said, I have a passage in a very nice house in Altona. You have a passage, and it leads me to my back door, and sometimes I come in my back door as a sort of front door. So maybe I should put mezuzah on the right going in, but I rarely use it. So at first he just put it on the right going to the garden, and then later he was worried, so he put one on the right going to the garden, and one on the right coming to his house. He had two mezuzahs on the two doorposts.
Do we do that?
The Yaivitz did it.
Are you allowed to do that?
Oh, well, you mean, what about Baal Tosif? So the Maharam Shik asked this question. We're going to see there's another case where they did it. And he asked this question. The answer is going to... In these cases, the answer is going to be that Mimon of Shuch, only one of them is right. We don't know which one is right. So we put on either doorpost, but you can only put on the right, so not on the left. So the answer is either you make the bracha once and you put them both on at the same time, or you make the bracha on another door.
Yeah,
the Moshe
put one
mezuzah. No, Moshe didn't. No, Moshe not. The Yaivitz.
No, the
Moshe
should put one mezuzah.
Yeah.
Moshe put the other mezuzah.
Is this something that I said to
him? It can be. It's not poshut because the garden could be machlokes. Because we're showing him. It's a bracha again is a ma'akav as well, right? So sofa brachas, mezuzahs. See, they put two. Now, a mezuzah is only a mezuzah on the right. So, we don't know which is the right coming in or the right going out. That we're not sure. One of the two is good, and that's what they did. It goes a step further. The Chalkas Yaakov, that's Reb Reish of Zurich, says he went to visit the Rav of Tarnopol, who was the Chavtzeles HaShoroin. I don't remember his name, I once saw what his name was, but the Chavtzeles HaShoroin was a big gadol. And he was staying in Switzerland for health. Now, people think that when they go away, they don't need the mezuzah on the door they go away to. But if you're going away for more than 30 days, then you do need the mezuzah on the door, pashtus. So if you have an American holiday, and you're away for over 30 days, and you have a decent dira, there's definitely discussion and a big, big tzad that you need the mezuzah, and maybe even from day one, because you're renting for more than 30 days. Kosher place. Place, it's your place. After 30, your renting is yours, api halacha. It's definitely after 30 days.
Every door.
Not hotel, no. Hotel's different. I mean a rental. Even that, there is discussion, but the consensus of most poskim is that if you're renting out a place for more than 30 days, you need to put mezuzahs on. Whether on day one, or day 30, that's not a shaila, not for now. Al Kaponim, he went to visit him, and he said, he had the very first case that we discussed. He had a balcony, a back door to the balcony that was completely enclosed. So again, we had a machloikas. Do we say, you need the mezuzah on the right going out, because the garden's another room? Or do you need the mezuzah on the right coming in, because there's no such thing as a garden is a room, and therefore, by default, you have to come back in through this door. This door is a door coming back into your house. He put two mezuzahs on. The Chalkas Yaakov said, I went to visit him, I saw two mezuzahs. One on the right going out, because maybe your garden is a room. And one on the right coming in, because maybe your garden isn't a room, like the Chazon Ish and the Beis Meir says. And it's only a door, by default, coming back into your house. And you have to put one on the right, so they put two mezuzahs in that case as well. Okay, so that's another case of two mezuzahs on one door. Now, the Binyan Tzion, it was a Yekesharov. He was a Yekesharov, and yet he also comes up with this yeshivisha style chiddush. He says like this, it's in Tzadites. In order to be chayav on a room with mezuzah, it needs to be 4 amos by 4 amos squared. How much is 4 amos by 4 amos? I leave you the maths, but according to Chazon Ish, an amma is 57.6 centimeters, and according to Chaim Noah, 48 centimeters. So, 4 times 4, 2 meters and something. Yeah, 2 by 2, something. Each one, according to each shitter, you have to work it out. I leave you and your calculators to work that out. But it has to be 4 amas by 4 amas squared to be Chayav Lekula Alma for sure with a mezuzah. The understanding of that is that Chazal understood that a room that you use, that you live in, has to be comfortable, and to call that your house, needs to be 4 amas by 4 amas. Now, the Rambam holds it doesn't need to be squared. If you have 4 amas by four amas, not squared, it's a circle, it's a hexagon, but you could get that measurement out of it if you measured the whole area, you'd get the amount of 4 amas by 4 amas, not squared, but you get that amount, it's also chayv and mezuzah, and the Rosh says it's potter. So now let's picture this case. You have a room, no, there's no door there anymore, you have a room, I don't know, imagine this is a door, you have a room going into here, and in here, there's no 4x4, squared, but you could get the area of 4x4. So here's your door. According to the Rambam, you put a mezuzah on the right going in, because I have a shear of 4x4. According to the Rosh, it's potter with mezuzah. Why? Because it doesn't have 4x4 squared. But now let's think. Imagine you went in that room, and you walked back out into this big room. So it's also a doorway coming into here. Now, if you ask me, where's this door going into? For sure into there. It's not for here, it's a blocked off room, right? It's not for here. So therefore the Rambam says you put it on the right. But once we can't put it on the right, because according to the Rosh, you don't have enough shear in here. So when you walk back in here, by default, you have to come back into the big room. It becomes a doorway for the big room, and you need a mezuzah over here, on the right, coming into the big room, because this room is not chayav, but it's still a doorway, by default, of coming back into the big room. The big room is more than 4x4. This frame, that room is less than 4x4 squared. But when you're in there, you need to come out. And then this is your doorway to come out into the big room.
So we lift.
Lift a chayev. Lift a chayev.
Why would you put it on a bathroom door? Yeah.
Sorry?
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, one minute. Bathroom we're coming to. One second. Okay, so that's stage one. So we're saying a chiddush that we can turn a door around by default. Meaning, for sure, this door is for going in that room. But by default, since it can't be a pialocha, a mezuzah door, for that room, and you do have to come back into the big room, it becomes a doorway for the big room. And according to the Rosh, you put the mezuzah here. So you have another case where you can put the mezuzah here and here. According to the Rambam, here, because 4x4 not squared. And according to the Rosh, here, on the right coming out, because it's not chayv inside, but it's chayv coming out. It's not simple what I'm telling you now, because we'll discuss it later. I'll just tell you in a nutshell, there's not going to be time, that maybe a room that's not a room, and there's no other way out, it's just like a hole in the wall, right? It's not like you went into a room and you're coming out. You went into a nothing. And this doorway is nothing. You can't turn it around when it's a nothing type of room. It doesn't have any chiyuvim. It's just like a hole in the wall, and it won't be chayav coming out. That's the... I don't want to go into this at length. That's the other way of putting things, and there won't be a mezuzah coming out. Now let me give you another case. It's like this. What happens if, leaving the swara that I just said aside, what happens if you have a room over here that's less than 4x4, even if you take the area that isn't 4x4? So l'chayra, potter mi mezuzah. Potter mi mezuzah, right? Doesn't have the shear. So, again, we have this lomdus that if you walked in there, we're talking about a walk-in closet, there's less than 4x4, you walked in there, you have to walk out. So if we're right in what we said earlier, you put the mezuzah going out. According to everyone, because it isn't 4x4. According to everyone, there isn't 4x4, you put the mezuzah going out. Correct? Yeah? Going in, you can't put the mezuzah because there isn't the amount. So you put the mezuzah going out. You put the mezuzah going out. Now, so Benti asked that a Beis HaKisse, yeah, is not chayav a mezuzah. Why not? Einoi kvod shamayim. It's not kvod shamayim. It's like we don't, you know, put a mezuzah there as if the Shekhinah is in that room. Einoi kvod shamayim. Now, the Chazon Ish says that a Beis HaKisse be'etzem would be chayav even if it's less than Dalad Amos. Why? Because it serves its purpose. Right? The whole reason we said you need a room of Dalad Amos is because less than Dalad Amos a person can't live in. But a Beis HaKisse serves its purpose even less than Dalad Amos. And therefore even less than Dalad Amos would be chayav.
So a marital room, the mezuzah's opening inside, you should cover it.
That's another inyan. Tashmish HaMitzvah is another noisa. And a chanami, there could be its potter and mezuzah. It's a discussion. So a Beis HaKisse is potter only because it's Einoi Kvod Shamayim. Ask Chazon Ish a fantastic question according to what we're saying. Why don't we say, fine, let's say, I'm not really in Mustafa's system, basically, yeah, but let's say in there, yeah, Kaviyachol was a basic essay, right? So now, on the right going in, we wouldn't do a mezuzah, Elikvot Shemayim. But hang on, you come out of the basic kisei to the big room that we're in. So why didn't he put mezuzah here? Even inside the basic kisei, just wrap it up in an oifen that's not a bizoyan for the mezuzah. And you put the mezuzah because this is a doorway to your dining room and it's Kvot Shemayim to put a mezuzah on your dining room. No, it's not a problem. Mitad halacha, you can cover it in ways that that's not a problem. The vot is the room, does it demand the mezuzah or not? The Beis HaKisei doesn't demand the mezuzah because it's not a Kvot Shemayim to a room. That's all. Not that you can't put the mezuzah in there.
But it's still not Kvot Shemayim, even if you can't
right.
it. Because it's hanging on a place which is not Kvot Shemayim.
Oh, so that, he says, in halacha, you can make chatzitzas and stuff to get rid of that problem. Yeah, but Beis HaKisei, even if you do, if you're defining the mezuzah as a mezuzah Beis HaKisei, even if you do chatzitzas, don't put the mezuzah there. Because that room, mitzad needing a mezuzah, is in a Kvot Shemayim. So that's his question. So you see very much this thing of turning around the chi of mezuzah. Right? That I'm just taking the idea from there. He has his answers. The Chamud of Daniel says, halacha lemaisa, that if you have a walk-in closet, and it serves its purpose, and the Minchas Yitzchak adds, you walk into there, you don't just stick your hand in, it serves its purpose as a walk-in closet, even if it's less than dalad al-dalad, squared, not squared, less than dalad al-dalad, if it serves its purpose, it's chayev b'mezuzah. The whole reason for less than dalad al-dalad is because you don't live in that, but if it serves its purpose, it's chayev b'mezuzah. No, he would maybe hold yes, but we don't hold yes because of machlokas, right? No. So he holds you put a mezuzah on less than dalad al-dalad room if it serves its purpose. Others hold you don't. So again, in such a case, some would say put it on the right going in because it serves its purpose. And some would say maybe, no, it's too small, but when you go in there and you need to come out, you put it on the right going out because it's open to a big room. And some would say you don't put any mezuzah on because it's too small to go in. And we don't consider it a room to say you're coming out of into the big room. So some would say put two mezuzahs, some would say one, others would say one, and others would say no. There's a lot more to say about it. Dailopian has a whole shuma to the Mitzvah Yitzchak about it, but just that's an appetizer. Next Shaila, this is already easier. It was a little complicated, much easier. Someone asked from Moshe Feinstein, his father has a mezuzah on his door already for 20 years that painted over it layers and layers. Never paint over mezuzah because you'll find that the paint is actually on the mezuzah. It goes through the case and it ruins the mezuzah. But that was the case. They painted over the mezuzah and it was layers and layers underneath the paint. And to take it off would make big hezek to the doorpost. Can we just put another mezuzah on this door? What will be the old mezuzah? Gneza, Dos is the Gneza. It's underneath the, they used to do Gneza in the walls of the base. This is its Gneza. Can I do that? Says Rav Moshe, of course you can't. Bar Toysif, it's on the same doorpost. Beforehand we're talking about each on different doorposts, different shitters. So Mele Memodoshev, this is the right or that's the right. But here it's on the same doorpost. I don't know it's possible. Because I need to check it. It's already been 20 years. I'm not sure, so let me just put another mezuzah. He says, you can't. It's a Pesach Tshuva as well. You can't. Next Shaila. This one's a little complicated. I'll tell it to you quickly. Maybe this is a good example. An arch. An arch is like this, yes? That's an arch, yeah? Now, the Rambam holds an arch, you only count the doorposts while they're straight. Imagine the arch started from here, meaning it starts to bend from here. Okay? So till here was your doorpost, 10 tvachim, yuchai, and mezuzah. From here, wherever it's arching, becomes your lintel. And you can't put mezuzah on your lintel, you have to put your mezuzah where it's straight. Rashi holds, even where it's arching, if it's wide four tefachim, it's still your doorposts. Until it gets narrower than four tefachim, it's still your doorpost.
Narrower and
an arch goes inwards.
Yeah.
So long as you could draw a line across four tvachim wide, it's still your doorposts. Once it gets very narrow, like to the very top, then it's ready the lintel. Now, the halacha is, I'm just doing it very short, the halacha is you have to put your mezuzahs two-thirds up the door, a third from the top of the lintel. Now, picture in your mind's eye the curve, etc. I can't be marich now, but if you picture it in your mind's eye, according to Rashi, let's say the case is, his top third finishes before the Rambam's top third, because the Rambam's only while it's straight, and Rashi's while it's curving. So according to Rashi, where would you have to put your mezuzah? In the top third, in the curve, which according to the Rambam is like putting it on the ceiling. And according to the Rambam, you have to put it in the top third while it's straight. What do? Says the Midrash Mat, two mezuzahs. You put one, so long as they don't clash, the top thirds of Rashi and the Rambam, you put one in the top third of the Rambam, which is while it's straight, and you put one in the top third of Rashi, which is while it's curved, and it's not Bal Tosif. Because according to the Rambam, Rashi's mezuzah is on your roof, and according to Rashi, the Rambam's mezuzah is below the two thirds, and below the two thirds is Pasul. So you don't have two mezuzahs on this door. Okay?
One or two
mezuzahs? No, one. I mean, one of Shuch, you've been Yotza. Now let's come finally to the last Nakuda, a very interesting thing. Small mezuzahs. Now, these tiny weeny mezuzahs have a lot of problems. They cost 30, 40 pounds. And they're extremely hard work, because it's very hard to write tiny mezuzahs. And Samson showed me very nice ones that in Germany they used to buy. They used to pay a lot of money. But to buy tiny mezuzahs, it's very unlikely that they're written by someone kosher, or they are kosher. At best, Rav Osner says in Chuvus, Lo oilon besofik psul. They're always besofik psul, these tiny ones. It's always very hard to define them, but they're scribbled, it's not safrus, and they're very, very shvach. Can they say everything's posel? Can't say everything's posel. But Lo oilon besofik psul, that's his words. So he says, a sofer came to him and asked him, can he, you know, the halach is you're meant to make 22 line mezuzahs. That's the 22 lines. Can you change that minug to 12 lines? Thereby, you get more space and you can make a tiny mezuzah. You make it wider. Yeah, you have to use your imagination. Yeah, if it's 22 lines, you have to, and you're making it 5 centimeters, so you're squashing in a lot. If you make it 12 lines, then you have the same space, and it's just 12 lines, just be wider. And that way, you can give those that want small mezuzahs nice mahud mezuzahs. So he says, I pushed him away with two hands because you're breaking the minhag. The minhag is 22 lines. 22 lines is a minute. It's from Furusha Halacha. You can't change that. And he said, and anyway, let them buy big mezuzahs. Who needs small mezuzahs? He says, Asher Dorah in Eretz Yisrael, the Chiloyim today don't want small mezuzahs. It's an English crank, the small mezuzahs, yeah? The Chiloyim today don't want small mezuzahs. They want a mezuzah. So, Asher Dorah. So, a sofer told me that there was a case, two stories, just quickly. There was a case where there was a tiny, I think smaller than small mezuzah on the doorpost. And they couldn't take it off for whatever reason. They asked Rav Chuna, what should they do? They want to put a normal mezuzah on. Rav Chuna said, you can put the normal mezuzah on and with a bracha. Sinish the mezuzah. Yeah? And I can't say it in every case. Can't say that in every case. Yeah? But that's what he held in that case. And I found Taka brought that the Darak Kichayim Vashon, the sister Munkacha, he went away once for health. And he was renting for more than 30 days. And there was these tiny mezuzahs on his doorpost. And he put another mezuzah on the same doorpost, and it wasn't Baal Tosif. He held their posel, these tiny mezuzahs, for a different reason, punkt. He held them made from lithograph, which is a type of printing. And a mela, that's not kosher. So again, the same sort of idea. The small mezuzahs, again, if they're checked and happens to be mamash per se the gomor, then good for you. But by and large, they have problems. And therefore, he also held that he can put on a big mezuzah on the very same door as that small mezuzah with a bracha. It doesn't say, I don't know if he made a bracha, but upon him, that's the idea.
The last case, he was taking a risk.